The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Bluster! We're gonna muster our bluster. On the Good Day Program, Tuesday, April the 12th. I am Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden.
Hello.
And Kara Schillen are here. Some good news. A 10-year-old boy helped 40 guests escape a fire that destroyed a bed and breakfast they were staying at for a wedding. Ashton Dunford, his name, spotted flames, ran into the building next to his house, began screaming to wake people up. 40 guests escaped the fire that destroyed Good Place Farms Bed and Breakfast in Rockbridge County. So where is that from you, Richie? It's in Virginia someplace. I don't know.
I think that's way down south.
Way down, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fire officials say if it was not for the quick thinking of this boy, everybody would have died. So think about that for a second. He's 10 years old.
Wow.
And he was smart enough. Now, I remember, and I think I've told this story once or twice, about what happened at my house when I was younger than that. I was about six when it happened at our house. My mother fell asleep on the couch smoking, and the rest, as they say, is fairly obvious. The fire in the back under my bedroom, smoke everywhere, and my mother had gone to sleep, and then she had gone into another room, and so she didn't. I woke up everybody in the house and then went across the street to wake up our friend, the farmer, Dan, and it was a scary situation. So when you're confronted, and I don't want to overplay the scary part of it. What I want to overplay is how smart this kid was, the instincts. Maybe that's what it is. Many of us are born with different types of instincts, and his was.
Yeah. How did he,
you know, not run away?
Why did he? Why was he aware?
Yeah, but
at that moment.
But the other thing, the thing that really is the tribute here is to the boy and how he was brought up, because you instinctively have something, but your parents encourage you not to be selfish or to be selfish. Depends on how they bring you up. This is a kid that thought of everybody else first and not himself. And that's sort of the point here. It's really, I'm thinking this kid's a pretty cool kid. Here's another story that's good. When we have so much baloney and malarkey around, it's good to have some good things. The story of Kim Valancourt of Tonawanda, New York, who was displaying flu symptoms, had just gotten pregnant. She went for a checkup to be safe, discovered that she had not one, but two tumors in her brain.
Ooh.
Now, they were removed in an operation around Christmas time, but she was told she needed regular chemotherapy to keep the tumors and the cancer cells away from the rest of her body, because these tumors typically reappear within 6 weeks to 6 months if there isn't any treatment. Well, she decided not to have the treatments because she was pregnant. Last Friday, she gave birth to a healthy son named Wyatt. Both are doing well. Today, she starts the cancer chemotherapy treatments. She was on, apparently, some hormonal natural things homeopathic stuff, not hormonal, Doug. What the? She didn't need any hormones. She needed homeopathic. So she went on that because it didn't affect the unborn child. But then now that she's on it, she's going to take the other course of action. But isn't that's another selfless move? She's thinking about the baby and not thinking about herself. And her, you know, a lot of times families would urge you, oh, Mom, you got to take care of yourself because what about what happens to us if you're, you know, but that wasn't the way.
My cousin went through that.
In what way?
She had lymphoma while she was pregnant and had to, she did a low dose type of thing, and then
low-dose chemo?
Yeah.
Oral? Not
yeah. And then attacked it once the baby was born.
How's the baby?
She's just graduating from high school.
Good. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's another good story. Wow, we got a lot of them today, Richie. The story of Keflab Techley, who worked 30 years at the Hockaday School in North Dallas, which is a private all-girls school. Last week, graduates from the class of 2005 set up a GoFundMe account. Now, this is the school that was attended by the Bush girls, the twins.
Okay, yeah.
They apparently were involved in this to a point. The GoFundMe account was set up with intentions of raising a couple of grand to get a retirement gift for this fellow. But as it turns out, over the weekend, graduates not only from this class, but other classes, this fellow was so popular that they all chipped in, and he got $178,000.
Get out.
Yesterday. The check was given to him at a private ceremony yesterday. How about that?
It's a nice retirement gift.
It is. But they obviously like this guy. He was a security guard at the school.
And can I count on you for one of those when I retire?
Why are you going to retire?
Well, at some point.
Why? What happens to you when you retire, especially if you like what you do?
No, I would never fully retire, but I would certainly take some more time off.
I see. Okay. You know, you started with a you know.
Yeah. Did you hear the story of Elena Griffin in San Francisco?
No.
She works at a San Francisco Bay Area hospital, and she has just celebrated her 70th year working there.
Much I love that.
She just celebrated her 90th birthday and says she has no intentions.
You know, we had a story like this last year, pretty similar. A woman had been, I don't think it was a hospital, but it was something, it was a public service sort of job, and she'd been there for eons, and 90 years old, showed up for work every day, took the phone messages, helped to do the scheduling for people. It's a breath of fresh air when you hear
you're gonna
these
love
stories
this woman.
Like this.
She says, I go to bed at 1 o'clock and I'm up at 6. 7 days a week. She good says, I don't want to waste time sleeping.
No, and it's gotten to 90. So it just goes to show you, you know, there are all kinds of things that come out. We have these reports, health and well-being, and this study reveals this about those people, and another study reveals something else about another group of people. But you know what? It's your individual combination of things that make it work. It's going to be different for you. Your DNA is different. Your body is different. Sure, there are things that we all have in common. We're breathing the same air. We're exposed to a lot of the same chemicals and things that are in the elements. But yet our body takes things differently. It's like some people can drink. I had a friend, great guy. His name was Al Benson. I liked the guy a lot. He and I were very friendly for 30 or so years. He was a superintendent of schools here in Framingham in the 70s. And he's a big, tall guy, maybe 6'2", 6'3". He could drink 3 or 4 six-packs of beer and not have it affect him at all.
Wow.
He loved beer, and he always had a couple of beers at the end of the day. But I remember once we had a cookout, if I remember correctly, and he came. And he brought his wife, and he sat down and drank one beer after another, and didn't faze him in the least because it didn't affect the chemistry. But somebody like me, if I had a half a bottle of beer, I'd be looped. I can't.
Right. You haven't built up any tolerance to it.
No, I haven't, and I don't care to. But he said, "But you know, the same thing is true, by the way, Richie, of a lot of things. For example, you build up, whether it's a tolerance and immunity or resistance, like some people get flu shots and they don't benefit them because there's already enough in their immune system enhancement in their body. They don't need this stuff. And sometimes it has the opposite effect of making you sick. That's, you know, if people get flu shots and they get sick, it's because they already have enough immune strength in their system. And so this puts it over the top and sort of reverses, especially if it's a live virus. And that can be said for the Zika problems that we are having. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a moment, so stand by for a focus on the Zika virus here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fast. much, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow is off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we are at 18 after the hour. So the Zika virus is a problem, and more so now. There are a lot of comments, social media comments on this, because of the warmer weather and the fact that there are a lot of people who think this is more dangerous now than it was first believed to have been. So I don't want to go over what we all know. We all know the Zika virus works. It's a strain of mosquito that when it stings you, it could, if you're pregnant, affect the pregnancy and the outcome of the baby's life, etc. Here's medical analyst Dr. John LaPook talking about ways to protect yourself and your family from this bug.
What the CDC is urging is, number one, this primarily affects pregnant women. That's the main risk. We know there are maybe some unusual complications in adults who are not pregnant, but it's pregnant women. So they're saying don't travel to any Zika-affected area. That's number one. Number two, if you have returned from a Zika-affected area, use insect repellent for a couple of weeks. And the reason is that you can have the virus in your bloodstream for a couple of weeks, and then an uninfected mosquito bites you, and that's how it could get into the local mosquito population. You want to keep those mosquitoes away from you while you're returning. Everybody, because 80% of people have no symptoms. So it's not just if you had symptoms down there, it's anybody. And then insect repellent, long sleeves, air conditioning. But ultimately, they're developing a vaccine. They're going to have the phase one trial of it in the fall, and that's going to be, you know, very important.
What a bonanza for that drug company.
You know, my wife, who is Colombian, just got back from Colombia, and we're all going down in the summer to stay, my kids and my wife, for a month. Everybody's wearing the wristbands.
Deet. You know,
the Deet wristbands.
Yeah.
And so you can buy them on Amazon for like $10 for 20 of them. And they're saying,
what do you need? What do you need a very expensive vaccine for when you can take care of it that way? Yeah. All right. So there we go. You can always find the alternatives on the right side. Get to the bottom line on good day. Bottom line is it's 21 after the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rock. Yeah, let's rock with a croc.
It's a croc rock.
It is a croc rock with Elton John.
I remember when rock was young.
Pretty
silly. He had so much fun.
Yeah,
putting hands and skimming stones.
Ever date a girl named Susie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you and Susie had so much fun.
Not so much. Turned out she was gay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know at the time.
Not sure she did. You got anything to do with her going that way?
And college? No, thank you. I don't think I did. So the word on Elton John is that Nashville has invited him to appear, and he has accepted. Now, this is really something big. When you think about it, season 4 of Nashville winding down. This is a dramatic finish, which will take place on May 18th. They announced this, I think, week or... I think it was last Thursday or Friday. That Elton John will have a special guest appearance playing himself on Nashville. I'm thinking about, this is the first time he's gone into any country circumstance that I can remember. His lyricist, Bernie Taupin, they've written a bunch of country songs, but Elton John hasn't really recorded them. But back in 1994, he joined Tammy Wynette on her album Without Walls. I remember the line then was, it brought together the Queen of Country Music and the Queen of England. He's 69 years old. Man, he can still do it, though.
He's still jamming, isn't he?
Man, he's got it. He sure has it. He's had 32 successful albums, or CDs, good Doug, CDs. And nothing wrong with that. Very wealthy and highly regarded. Good for him. He deserves every bit of
and
success.
If it's going to be a dramatic appearance, he's certainly a drama queen.
He's a drama queen. Yes, he is. Yep.
He'll fit.
All right, this lady is not Taylor Swift. I, I found out some more about this yesterday. We were sort of teasing about her getting the Taylor Swift Award. Taylor Swift gets the first ever Taylor Swift Award.
Yeah.
64th Annual BMI Pop Awards taking place. And the special honor is... it was like the same as Michael Jackson got the Michael Jackson Award. That's kind of what they... the celebration of music, tribute to the artistry and songwriting that has been a part of the music world. Barry Mann has won, for example. Now Taylor Swift is going to win this. This is Beverly Hills in May 10th, I think. But she had nothing to do with either the award or... the conception of it.
So she didn't create the award and then
to give it to
herself.
No. All right, Janet Jackson also on the musical news today. She announced that she will cancel her Unbreakable World Tour while she and her husband work on a baby.
She's 50.
And she is 50 years old. On Twitter, announcing the news, quote, "We're in the second leg of a tour. Actually, been a sudden change. I thought it was important that you be the first to know my husband and I are planning our family. So I will delay the tour. Please, if you could try to understand, it's important that I do this now. I have to rest up. Doctor's orders." So I'm not sure. Is she pregnant?
She is not pregnant.
She's trying to get pregnant.
She's trying to get pregnant, yes.
At 49.
Yes.
Good for her.
I think she's, she's the big 5-0, though, already.
Yeah, is she?
But she's in great shape. I mean, she's...
Yeah. No bad. Age is just a BS number. We all know that. So good luck to her. I hope she is very successful. She got a new husband, and they want to build a family. What's wrong with that? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. You know, when choosing a veterinarian for your pet, you will want a person with whom you feel comfortable, someone who shows concern, takes the time necessary to perform a thorough examination, and answer all your questions. Friends or neighbors who are pet owners are always a very good source of information and recommendations. When you have a new puppy or kitten, it is wise to make an appointment early, within a week or two of acquiring him or her. On the other hand, if you have recently moved to a new area, consider scheduling your pet for an introductory examination. You'll fare better for having established a relationship early, and the veterinarian will appreciate that you extended the opportunity to examine your pet and acquire its medical and vaccination history before an illness or emergency ensues. Determine what is established procedures for emergency care. Does your doctor provide 24-hour, 7 days a week service? If not, does he have someone that does? And if you've chosen well, you will have chosen a veterinarian willing and eager to refer your pet to one of the specialists with a problem. That's very important. There are many specialists in the field of veterinary medicine. If you're not getting results, ask your vet to recommend one. I'll more next time.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nucor 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, bill, rep. Options.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Oh, a stiff drink. It's too early in the day for a stiff drink.
5 o'clock somewhere, brother.
Yeah, I guess that's true. At 5 o'clock, let's see, where is it 5 o'clock? Now
they never say a.m. or p.m., by the way. They just say 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, right.
As long as you can say it's 5 o'clock, you're good.
Yeah, that's it. Good, good, good. The Good Day program, speaking of good things, with Doug Steffen, that's me, my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here. We're going to be joined by Jennifer Nettles in a few minutes. Do I pronounce Nettles? Is it Nettles?
You can be a little bit more
pretty English sounding of you. It's Nettles.
Nettles.
It's Nettles. Nettles. Sounds like something you would stick in your butt. A nettle. I have a nettle stuck in my
you
mouth.
Go first.
Why don't you tell her that? That should be a good way to start.
I think not. Thank you very much, though. There's a big problem that we need to address here. Let's see if we can put our minds together collectively and solve this problem, the global colored pencil shortage. And the adult coloring book apparently is the problem. There is a big deal now. Adult coloring books, I've not come across
I
one.
I bought my wife one for Christmas for her,
really?
For her stocking, yes.
So what happens, what do you do with these adult coloring books? What sort of things are
you
in
color.
There?
You color. It's like
come
the big
on.
Way to relax now. Yeah, it's just you.
I actually
really?
Used to do it when we were on the when I would be chatting with you for a little bit. I'd color sometimes.
Well, because you're bored talking to me?
No. Sometimes it just sort of focuses your mind. You know, when your mind is sort of all over the place.
Really?
And you need to focus. It's just kind of it's a stress reliever. It's relaxation. And the patterns are actually really pretty. They have a bunch of different detailed patterns. A lot of them are
it's not like
flowers or
coloring
natural
a pony
tea.
Or a flower or something like that. It's these real kind of intricate patterns. And you use colored pencils instead. You don't have the 64 Crayola crayons out there.
Huh.
Although if you wanted to, you could.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I didn't know that. So thank you for...
Good stress reliever.
We'll get you one.
So now, but the problems are getting, they're getting to be so popular that there is a colored pencil shortage. Faber, F-A-B-E-R, who hasn't gone to school? Well, nobody uses pencils anymore. I remember in school...
Sure they do.
They do?
Yeah, in elementary school, you're not allowed to use pen.
Oh, well, and you're not allowed to use a computer, hopefully, in elementary school either.
There are certain classes where my sixth grade son can use his iPad if they choose to bring it, yes.
Huh. But
normally they have computer labs.
But see, nobody knows how to write. We were talking about this the other day. I was going through, you know, this move. I have raised all kinds of things, not just dust, but old memories. I have a book of the things that I saved from when I was in junior high school and high school. And included in that box was my notebook from my French class and my Latin class.
That's fine.
So I took them out and I put them in the car. And when I went to pick up Meredith to go somewhere, I showed her the books. And she looked at them and she laughed at first because I used, you know...
Green ink?
No, I actually didn't use green ink then. But that's the joke, folks. I send checks to people, and I use green ink, because green is good for prosperity. Thank you
sometimes
very much.
Sometimes also disappearing ink, which is, which is also good.
Rubber checks, disappearing ink.
And disappearing checks, too, as far as that's concerned. Anyway, so I use these they're brown-covered notebook. I don't know what they call it. They were just notebooks. And so I took notes and wrote things headed in one direction, and then you turn the book over and you use the pages going in the back in the next direction. And my penmanship was quite good when I was younger. It's a little sloppy now because we all get sloppy as we get older. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that was what Meredith said. We used to have really good penmanship. And then we got off onto this tangent of nobody learns how to really write anymore. There's no... Meredith has beautiful penmanship. Jennifer,
yeah, remember handwriting was a big deal.
Yeah, we were taught you had a penmanship course in order to learn how to use the cursives. And people don't do that anymore. So anyway, I got to kind of...
Think about all the other things you don't need anymore. Remember, spelling used to be a class. Now you just have spell checks. You don't have to worry about that.
Right, yeah. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've taken civics out of school. A lot of times they've taken PE, music, art. No spelling. You don't have to do cursive. So what's left?
What's left? Exactly. Well, a little history, but they don't have that. They don't have civics, in school anymore. Before we get to... I don't know, Richie. Hold on just a second. Will you please? I want to do one more thing and get Jennifer's point of view on Charlie Sheen. Issuing of a restraining order against Charlie Sheen because he said he wanted to hire somebody to kill his former girlfriend. Here's a fellow named Lou Edwards who sort of has the skinny on this.
A restraining order has been placed against Charlie Sheen by his ex-fiancée, Brett Rossi. Rossi has accused Sheen of assault, battery, and lying about how he wasn't HIV positive. According to Sheen's lawyer, all these claims were complete fabrication. Rossi is an adult film star and was engaged to Sheen from 2013 and to 2014 when they broke up. According to Rossi's lawyer, she takes these threats very seriously and she will seek all the legal protection that she's entitled to against him.
Oops, winning.
So what do you make, Jennifer? You're out there in La La Land.
I don't make much. I think that these two are probably just a perfect match where there's a lot of drama necessary to get anything done.
Right.
Can't say. I mean, how can you? It's he said, she said. You can't really pick a side. You know that Charlie Sheen wasn't the most stable dude, although from people that met him, actually, Rich knows this as well. He was the nicest man ever. Now, is that how he is in a relationship? Probably not. You never know.
Once you get to know him.
Yeah. You also know that this woman was with Charlie Sheen in the prime of his heyday, and so she probably has got her own issues to deal with.
Yeah. All right. That's a good way of overviewing it. Jennifer Nettles is going to join us. Quite an interesting lady connected to the duo Sugarland, amongst other things. So we'll have a conversation with her about what's going on in her career in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
another day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do.
Known primarily for her role as the lead vocalist in Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles, country music singer and songwriter, and now I think Jen turned into an actress.
Oh, she's awesome, and a host. I mean, really, truly, one of my favorites. I'm a country music girl, as you know, and love Jennifer Nettles.
Yes, I know. She worked on a country version of Bon Jovi's single, Who Says You Can't Go Home, which became number one. Also joining us is Thad Hughes, who has engaged more than 6,000 young people in the wonders of science. So this is a nice combination of information and entertainment, focused on one of my favorite organizations, the 4-H Clubs. They're kicking off the Grow True Leaders campaign with a rally giving young people a platform on issues that are important to them. So, Jennifer, how did you get involved in this? Thanks for joining us, by the way. Hi.
Of course. Thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here. You know what? I got involved in this. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, but as a young girl when I was in the fifth grade in 4-H itself as a 4-H'er, I grew up in the 4-H club. I had the absolute pleasure of not only working within the Performing Arts Project in the 4-H club doing performing arts troops, but also I was a 4-H camp counselor. I was on district board. I had tons of opportunity through being involved in the 4-H organization to really figure out what it was that I wanted to do and what my passion was, and here I am, I won't say how many years later, very happy to be able to come and support and give some visibility to this wonderful organization that I love.
So what's the rally about? What is the rally going to focus on?
Well, just as you mentioned, the new motto now for 4-H is 4-H Grows Leaders, and it is all about leadership. And what we're here doing is to celebrate all these young people and to celebrate them as they discover what their passions are. Really, I think that's what 4-H does the best. If you don't know your passion, and you can't be a good leader, actually, I should say, without passion. And 4-H provides a platform for kids to be able to discover what that passion is. It's just like you said, I've got Mr. Thad Hughes over here with me, who is the National Youth in Action winner in the STEM project, which is robotics. Then you've got myself, and obviously my project was the performing arts. So 4-H provides a wonderful opportunity for kids to discover whatever it is that they love to do and to be leaders within that.
So, Thad, let's meet you and talk a little about what you have done. Thad Hughes, how old are you?
I'm 18, sir.
18. You don't have to call me, sir. It's okay. Yes, I'm not your dad. That's Will.
He is
polite. Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. Tell me about you and where you live, Thad. Well, I'm a farm kid myself. That's why I'm very interested in this from several different perspectives. But I was in the 4-H as a kid myself, and I was on the board of directors of a local 4-H organization here.
Know all about it.
Yeah, I do. I'm very close to it. But I want to hear Thad's story. So what'd you do?
Yeah.
Well, like you say, it's not different, but actually I grew up on a farm as well. That's actually really what got me into engineering and technology is when I was growing up, you know, you're in a combine, you reach back behind you, you pull out the owner's manual, and you kind of read through it because you got nothing else to do.
mm-hmm.
And with all the machinery and everything, it was really just, everything was like around me saying engineering, technology, that is a great thing to do. And while I was really interested in this stuff, 4-H was really what allowed me to actually hone in and really learn the skills to develop technology. When I started out, I took projects with electricity, rocketry, woodworking, kind of your typical 4-H'er projects, and eventually I found robotics, and that was really what latched on to me, because with that I was able to take all the different disciplines of engineering and put them into one. And with that, we started a number of teams in our area that both helped me learn more about robotics, and I was able to develop my leadership skills because we ran teams where we would work together and figure out how to make robots for competitions And that required a lot of communicating with each other, working alongside, leading others, hitting deadlines, making changes, et cetera. And ever since then, I've just been, it's just been a part of my life. I've known that I want to do engineering, and 4-H has really helped me find my place in that.
How can we keep him down on the farm when there's a robot calling? That's the, maybe you get to that point. Things change. There are a lot of uses for robots. We have robotic milkers now and a lot of the big dairies, you know, that kind of stuff. But we're not ever going to have a robot to replace Jennifer Nettles. Jennifer Horn, who is my co-host here, is a big fan. And we have to turn it to Jennifer Horn to have a conversation with Jennifer Nettles.
Well, I just think you need to bring some of those robots into your next music video, Jennifer. See, you mix the country music, you can mix the robotics.
Full circle.
I love that.
I love it. I got a guy over here I'm going to give him a talk to, old fan. We'll see what we can figure out before it's over today.
The ultimate promotion. So what's going on with the career, Jennifer? Because I know you took some time from Sugarland and you started doing some solo stuff. So what's next? Mm-hmm. Are you getting back together? Are you continuing to do solo? How's it working out?
Continuing to do solo, and I am loving it and having a ball, Jennifer. I'm about to put out a second solo album coming out on May 13th called Playing with Fire. And I've been out on tour now, well, off and on since really the fall, and will be out until mid-June to support that. And having, you know, a blast getting out there and playing this new music for the fans. And my kid comes along with me. He's always in tow. He's a little gypsy baby, so it's a trap.
And how old is he now, Jennifer? I remember when you were pregnant
three.
And you were hosting, and you were such a trooper. He's three now. Wow.
He's three. Yeah, he just turned three in December.
So how has he made your music change? Has he made your music change at all?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, anybody who has kids, you know that is a game changer and a life changer. And for me, in having a child, it was a big identity buster in many ways. You know, you sort of have to revamp and go, okay, life has changed. My priorities, my responsibilities are different. And consequently, I myself am different. I think I was made pretty vulnerable by that. And that vulnerability for me as an artist, I think, allowed me to feel more emboldened in many ways.
Jennifer, would you consider yourself a leader among this true leaders campaign the 4-H has? Mm-hmm. Can we reflect back on you for a moment and sort of get in your words whether you think you're a leader in trends when it comes to this kind of music, or who are the leaders today?
Mm-hmm. You know what, I think in terms of music and in terms of leadership, it's an interesting question, especially when you try to combine those concepts of leadership and art in general, because art is such an ambiguous idea in general, and many times they don't overlap, but sometimes they can. What I like to think that the part of leadership that I learned in 4-H that I think does resonate even still within my art is authenticity. And the confidence to be my authentic self, and that's what I try to bring to my art. So hopefully, if that becomes, you know, some sort of trend leading, then great. But I think that the biggest and most important point where art is concerned is to be authentic, and I definitely know that overlaps in terms of leadership.
Well, I think congratulations are in order for you and your leadership in your own career and with Sugarland, and also Thad Hughes, who really has he's honored himself and his family, but he's helping a lot of people as a mentor, and that's important as well. So
yes,
we need more leaders, and it looks like the 4-H is doing a good job to try to help us grow more leaders. We certainly need them. So thanks to Jennifer Nettles.
And they are, for sure. I just wanted to say, if you want to learn more about that and more about any of our stories and more about that leadership that 4-H is growing, get online at 4-H.org and check it out. There's a lot on there for folks to learn.
4-H.org. Thanks, Jennifer.
You got it. Thanks.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shopped Away account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See shopyourway.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match. Good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Time continuing here on Good Day. It's 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Amy Newmark. Amy is the best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of all those wonderful Chicken Soup for the Soul books that have been around for quite a long time. And today I thought we would talk with Amy about how a dream saved a marriage. This is pretty special, Amy. I think one of the things that people don't realize, we love to talk about going to bed, and we love to be in bed, and we love to enjoy physical activity when we're in bed. A lot of people obsess about it. But I think most of us ignore an important bed activity, talking, when we are together chatting, the old pillow talk, the art of pillow talk. People think there are more important things to do between the sheets, but most of the stuff that I've seen over the years would suggest, especially if you've had a tense day and you need to connect with your spouse, it's very important to have that. And so after you've had that, maybe, you know, it's important because what sets the tone for a good night's rest is what you're thinking about last before you go to sleep, right?
Yeah, actually, the cool thing about what happens while you're asleep and you're dreaming is that that's pretty much the only chance your subconscious has to talk to you without you being distracted by everything that goes on in your waking life, right? Your subconscious can take over while you're asleep and talk to you about important things that you've been missing during the day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now you've done some research into dreams. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions is the name of the book that this comes from. What's the story?
So
So this story is about this woman, and believe it or not, her name is Dreema. I did not make that up. Her name really is Dreema.
Yeah,
it really is. Our stories are all true. She had this nightmare where she found herself walking into a funeral home to say her final goodbye to her husband, and she smelled the flowers, and she saw him in his gleaming oak casket, and she woke up sobbing, and then she looked over at his side of the bed, and he wasn't there, and she really panicked, and then she realized, oh, no, no, he went off to work early today, and that was just a dream. But it made her have an epiphany, which is that she realized she hadn't been a very good wife for the last couple of years, and she had been very selfish and had only been focusing on herself. And all of a sudden, she saw that she had been taking her husband for granted. She rushed out to the store. She bought a new dress. She bought him all his favorite foods. She bought the recipe, the ingredients for his favorite dinner, and she cooked for him. She wrote out a card, and when he came home that night, she gave him this card. She apologized. She thanked him for everything he did for her. And they had a really good talk for the first time in a long time, and it completely turned around their marriage, this nightmare that woke her up to the state of her marriage and what she had been doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Ever had that happen to you?
I've had different dreams, but my specialty is stress dreams that are relevant to that part of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've been trying to think about that because I'm writing a book right now, and I was just talking to somebody last night about I need to come up with a dream that caused me to have an epiphany too, because I worked with this dream expert when we were creating our Dreams and Premonitions book, and she actually assigns herself things to think about during her dreams just because she knows her dreams can be so helpful to her in changing her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think that's true? And obviously, you've written a book about it, so there have to be all kinds of compilations. I think all of us here, no matter who we are, whether we're male or female, whether we're older or younger, the whole business, we all talk about babies and nightmares and that sort of thing, but I've learned enough in about this to be dangerous in that I know that whatever state of mind we're in as we fall off to sleep, that's why I'm now listening to meditations. We, both Meredith and I, like to listen to meditations as we go off to sleep because we know it sets the tone for a good night's rest. And that's, I mean, if you don't have a good night's rest, your whole day is going to be miserable. That's why this is all so important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I don't watch television anymore before I go to bed.
No.
It sets you up to have a terrible night, so I always try to read instead before I go to sleep. Read something calming.
But your message is so wonderful here because it was a great example of understanding we have our day-to-day lives. We get lost in our own stuff sometimes, and that's what seems more important. And yet you have a supportive spouse, somebody who really loves you, cares about you, adores you, and you take it for granted. So that's the lesson that I'm taking away from the way you told the story.
I think it's a great lesson and also a lesson that you really should listen to what your dreams tell you. It's stuff you already know.
Yep. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. You can get them, download them at chickensoup.podbean.com or at dougsteffen.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-